Last Sunday afternoon, just one or two adrenalized minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, I stood backstage at the studio at 6th Street Playhouse, peering through the curtain as an assemblage of theater patrons found their way to their seats for a matinee performance of my romantic comedy, Pinky. And I found myself suddenly wondering exactly how the afternoon matinee came to be such a concrete foundation of the theatrical arts. We all know what a matinee is. It's an afternoon performance, right? But where did it come from? And why do different theaters hold their matinees at different times? At the 6th Street Playhouse, the 2 o'clock matinee has pretty much been set in stone, in part because it serves the needs of those subscribers, often senior citizens, who prefer to be home well in time for dinner after the show. The same goes for Petaluma's Cinnabar Theater, where the company is about to open a 3-week run of 110 in the Shade, a musical adaptation of the classic Richard Nash play The Rainmaker, created by the same team that gave us The Fantastics. It's a 2 o'clock matinee. That seems pretty normal. But at the Pegasus Theater out at the Rio Nido Lodge in Rio Nido, where the company is currently staging Colette Friedman's edgy and entertaining dark comedy Sister Cities, the 4 o'clock Sunday matinee has been the norm for the last couple of years, serving those folks who prefer to take the scenically stunning drive out to the river and back again by the still gleaming light of day. The 4 o'clock matinee is also always the tradition at the outdoor Marin Shakespeare Company shows, where all performances take place out under the stars at San Rafael's Forest Meadows Amphitheater. While most of MSC's shows do begin at 8 o'clock, even on Sunday evenings, patrons eager to see this year's Hawaii-themed A Midsummer Night's Dream or the rarely staged history King John can also choose to see the show in the light of the afternoon sun. But that's not the end of it. Some theater companies stretch the meaning of the afternoon matinee to the very edge of its definition. At Main Stage West in Sebastopol, where William Goldman's The Lion in Winter opens a 3-week run this weekend, after a buzz-building run in Roanoke Park in July, Sunday matinees always take place at 5 o'clock. The same is true for Roanoke Park's Narrowway Stage Company, where next month a run of the classic comedy Arsenic and Old Lace will include Sunday matinees at 5 p.m. So, what does the word matinee actually mean? Matinee is a French term derived from the word matin, meaning morning, which comes from the Latin word matutinus, meaning of the morning, springing from the Roman name matuta, the goddess of the dawn. Oh, wait a second. If the word matinee actually comes from the word morning, then how come it now refers to something that almost always happens in the afternoon? The answer is simple. When theater first began, ages and ages ago, there was no electricity. So for theaters to be effective, it was almost always staged outdoors during the daylight, in the afternoon. When there was cause to stage a show earlier than that, the first matinees were staged in the morning. Eventually, the word was generalized to mean merely any earlier than usual performance of a show. So there you are. The next time you decide to see a play in the afternoon, you'll know what matinee means as you arrive early to take in the performance. And you'll know that it doesn't matter whether your matinee is at 2, 3, 4, or 5. The only thing that matters is that you not be late. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.